Today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Tes. We got to the top of daf Ayin Tes and Aleph. We were discussing the machlokas between the machlokas regarding whether we are choshen l'zara av or we're not choshen l'zara av, and we were specifically discussing its application to whether osav espino is noheg only b'nekevos or noheg b'zacharim as well. So we mentioned yesterday that the implication that it's noheg b'zacharim is the word oso. Oso is in the masculine, so that makes it sound like it's noheg b'zacharim. So the Gemara had said, on the one hand you have oso, but on the other hand it calls it b'no. So b'no implies, as the Gemara said, b'no karuch acharav, the kind of animal that its offspring is always following it around, and that typically is only the mother. The mother has the offspring always following it around. The father typically does not always have the offspring following it around. So the Tanakhama held, so it's misha b'no karuch acharav yatsa zachar she'ein b'no karuch acharav, that it does not apply to a male animal. The father and the child, you are allowed to shecht on one day, because it's the father would not be, we would not have used the word b'no, which implies karuch acharav. But Chananya says, no, we have two words in the pasuk that have opposite implications, so they must both be true. Oso implies mashma zachar, b'no is misha b'no karuch acharav, which is mashma nekeva, and therefore the end of the second line in Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, hilkach noeg bein b'zacharim bein b'nekevos. Chananya holds that oso v'espino is noeg both by zacharim and by nekevos. So the way we formulate that is that Chananya holds choshishin l'zera ha'av, that we are choshish l'zera ha'av to the point that the father is included in the din of oso v'espino, and the rabbanon hold ein choshin l'zera ha'av. Now this concept of b'no karach acharav comes up in Maseches Kiddushin as well. In Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Pei Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Maisa bi'isha shabasil Yerushalayim, a story of a woman who came to Yerushalayim, v'tinok murkavla al ksefa, and she was holding a child on her shoulders, v'higdilaso, and she raised the child. So everyone assumed this child must be her child, because she came obviously caring for this child, and she raised the child. Uba'aleha, but then, after the child grew up, what seemed like it seemed like the child slept with his mother, because they had they slept with each other. V'ivim lebeizdin usaklim, and they brought him to Beizdin and they gave him skila for that act of bia. So the Gemara says, lo mipnei shebna vadai, not that we know for sure it was a son. We don't have a birth certificate or whatever. We don't know for sure that it's her son. But b'na karach achareha is enough. So apparently, this idea of b'na karach achareha is a chazaka gemura, to the extent that you'd give skila or sreif or whatever it is, just based on this chazaka. That's where the concept comes up. Now over here, it's a little bit different. Over here, we're saying that it's not based on this chazaka that we're relying on a chazaka of any sort. No, over here we're just translating the terms. If it calls it b'no, it must be referring to an animal that acts like b'no, and that's the nature of the ben. Meaning, this kind of chazaka is so strong, we view it as part of the nature of this world. That whenever you have a child and a mother, the child is always karuch after the mother, and that's why the Torah Dafka uses the term b'no when referring to a female and its offspring, and not to a male and its offspring. So in the third line of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, now Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel Hilchsa Kichananya, that we talk a paskin like Chananya, that Osav Espino applies both by Zacharim and by Nekevos. Vaza Shmuel Etamei, and this is Shmuel Lishitaso, because we find elsewhere that Shmuel holds like Chananya. Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we have a mission that says as follows, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hanoladim in Asus, Afal Pi Shavim Chamor Mutarin Zebazeh. If you have two animals that both of their mothers are a horse, and both of their fathers are donkeys, so they're mutar zebazeh. It's not klayim to interbreed them with each other. Aval hanoladin min hachamor, im hanoladin min hasus, asurin. But if you have two animals that one of them, the mother was a sus, and the other one, the mother was a chamar, was a chamora, a female chamar, and even though they both come from a sus and chamar, but one of them has a mother sus, father chamar, the other one has a mother chamar, father sus, then they're asur. Then you're not allowed to interbreed them. Va'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Zudivir Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Amar Shmuel says, yeah, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, Damar Ein Choshen L'Zara Av, who says that the Zara Ha'av is insignificant. And therefore, if both of their mothers were the same, and both of their fathers were the same, both of their mothers were a sus, both of their fathers were a chamor, and you ignore the Zara Ha'av, so good, it's a sus and a sus, so it's perfectly fine. But if one of them was a mother sus, father chamor, and the other was the reverse, and you ignore the father's side, so that's an Isser of Klaim, you're interbreeding a sus and a chamor. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that we're not choshesh l'Zara Ha'av, that we ignore the Zara Ha'av. Aval chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, kol mini predos achasein, that it's okay, even when the mother is a sus, father chamar, together with an animal whose mother is chamar and father is a sus, that's the reverse, so it would still be okay, because we are choshesh l'zara av, and both of these are the same species, meaning they're both in a combination of sus v'chamar. And as long as they're both a combination of sus v'chamar, it doesn't matter which side is the tzad sus and which side is the tzad chamar. Doesn't matter, it's going to be okay. So man chachamim, who are these chachamim? Chananya, who damar choshen l'zara'av. Obviously, it's Chananya that says that we are choshesh l'zara'av. So if we're keeping count, this is the second application on this daf of the concept of Choshen L'Zara'av. First application is for Osav Espino. Second application now is for the issues of Klayim, that to what extent do we assume that the father determines the yichus of the baby animal in terms of Klayim, in terms of its the isser of interbreeding it with other animals. But the bottom line is, what's the raya that Shmuel holds like Chananya? We said Shmuel says Hilchsa K'Chananya and Shmuel the Shitaso. What did Shmuel do over here? All he did is he pointed out that it's a machlokas. He said Zud Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chachamim disagree. So says Rashi, that's the point. Who are the Chachamim over here? It's Chananya, umidkari Shmuel l'Chananya b'lashon Chachamim, shmam nasir le'dilchsa k'Chananya. From the fact that he calls Chananya the Chachamim, that implies that he holds that the halacha is like Chananya, because if he didn't hold like Chananya, he wouldn't have called him by the general term Chachamim. That we find all the time, that we'll find that Rebbe, for instance, will take a Das Yachid and will leave it as a Stam Tan in the Mishnah to give the impression that that's the majority opinion, because that's the way he paskined. So when you paskin a certain way, you're much more likely to not identify a single Tano who holds that way. You'd want to give the impression that it's the generally accepted opinion. So the fact that Shmuel calls it the Chachamim, that implies that Shmuel wants to get across the idea that this is the generally accepted opinion. So v'hai bar susya v'chamra v'hai bar chamra v'susya kulu chadamina ninu. And again, according to Chananya, that we're choshesh l'zera av, one animal is the son of a sus mother and chamor father, and the other the son of a chamor mother and sus father. It's all the same min, because choshesh l'zera av, mother and father have equal parts in determining what the offspring is. So the offspring is a combination of the two, and it's not at all a problem of interbreeding. Fine. So Yibayilu. Now the Gemara says, okay, great. We just said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, because ein choshesh l'zera'av, if two animals, one whose father is sus, mother chamar, and the other the reverse, you're not allowed to interbreed them. But if you have two animals, both of whom mother is a sus and father is a chamar, then that's totally fine. You're allowed to interbreed them. So frak the Gemara, what is behind Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Mifshat pshita le Rabbi Yehuda de'ein choshen l'zara'av. Is Rabbi Yehuda certain that we are not choshesh l'zara'av? And therefore, let's take the case of the resha, the case where you have two animals, both of whom their mother is a sus and the father is a chamar. So what's the pshat? Is it that the reason that it's mutter is because it's pashat Rabbi Yehuda that both of them are sus, because both of them, the mothers are sus, and we completely ignore the tzad chamar? Or maybe Rabbi Yehuda is not sure whether choshen l'zara'av, and the reason he holds it's okay in that situation is mimanavshach. If we are choshesh l'zara'av, well then they're both a combination of sus v'chamar, so it's totally fine. And even if we're not choshish lezarav, well, in that case, both of their mothers are horses. So it's going to be, they both have a status of a sus. So we don't see from the way Rabbi Yehuda paskins, we don't see clearly whether he holds with certainty that ain choshin lezarav, or whether it's only a suffix whether of choshin or ain choshin lezarav. So the Gemara says, well, the mine afkamina. What difference does it make whether Rabbi Yehuda was certain or Rabbi Yehuda was uncertain? What difference does it make if a person is sure of choshin, or if a person is not sure? So it says Gemara, the Mishra pri ima aim, to allow an offspring to interbreed with the min of its mother. E amrit mifshat, meaning, let's say an offspring of a mixed of an interbreed. So you have, let's say, a sus, a female sus, and a male chamor that have offspring. So can that offspring interbreed with just plain sus, with just a regular sus? If you're certain that ein choshen lezarav, that the father's side has absolutely no say, has nothing to do with what this offspring is, so this offspring is a sus, of course it could interbreed with a sus. But if you say that maybe choshen lezarav, well, now this offspring is has a dual identity. It's both a chamar and a sus. So it's not so pashy, you're going to let it interbreed. You're not going to let it interbreed with the sus. So, if it's pashy to Rabbi Yehuda that we're not choshish lezarav, priya ima aim shari, the offspring with the min of the mother would be totally fine. There would be no problem with that because that's its own min. It's determined by the min of the mother. V'yamr tzvuki misafkalei priya ima aim aser. But if you say that we're mesupak whether we're choshesh lezara'av, then the offspring with the min of its mother is going to be aser. So that is the suffix whether according to Rabbi Yehuda we're choshish lezara'av or not. Now the Rosh Yosef points out that we could have given another nafkamina. The Gemara's nafkamina is a good nafkamina, nothing wrong with that, but the Gemara could have said another nafkamina whether you chayv malchus. If we're not choshish bivadai lezara'av, meaning we know for sure that we're not choshish lezara'av, so a sus that's a bas chamor and aviv sus, together with a sus that's a bas sus and aviv chamor, if you interbreed two crossbreeds, two offspring of sus and chamor, but they come from different sides. One's mother was a sus, father chamor, the other the reverse. So if you say that we're vaday ein choshen lezarav, so then it's pashut klaim, you're going to get malchus. But if you say no, we're mesupik whether we're choshen lezarav, so then it might be mutter, it might be okay out of a suffik, and you wouldn't give malchus misafik. I mean, the Gemara's kasha assumed, well, either way, you're not going to do it because misafik, you wouldn't interbreed them. So what difference does it make whether we know for sure? But the difference is in the onesh, because misafik, you would stay away from doing the isser, but if the isser was violated, misafik, would you give an onesh or would you not give an onesh? So that's what Rosh Yosef points out, is that possibly another nafkamina that the Gemara doesn't mention. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas. What is Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Is he vadeh that ain't choshen lezarav, or is he only mesupak whether we are or are not choshish lezarav? So my, what's the din? So raya number one, Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol anoladim min asus, afal pi shavien chamor, mutarin zebazeh. All offspring of a sus, of female horses, even though the father is a chamor, are allowed to interbreed with each other. Sechidami, what exactly is he talking about? What's the case that he's referring to? Does he really mean to say that offspring of female horses whose fathers are all donkeys, that they're allowed to interbreed? Well, that's pashut. They're all the same. They're all mothers are horses and fathers are donkeys. So what would be the chiddush in that? That can't be the great chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Elulav, must be the case is davur dahay sus, vavur dahay chamor. Now we're talking about one animal whose mother and father are both a sus, and one animal whose mother is a sus but father is a chamor. V'ketani butarim zeh imzeh. And we say that they're allowed to interbreed. Alma mifshe pshitalei, must be that we completely ignore the tzad of the father. Because if we didn't completely ignore the tzad of the father, then this would be an isser of klayim, because one of them has a father that's chamar, the other has a father that's a sus. The fact that we say it's totally okay for them to interbreed implies that Rabbi Yehuda with great confidence says that we are ein choshen lezara'av. It wasn't a suffik. So says Gemara, lo, maybe that's not what Rabbi Yehuda's talking about. That's not the case that he's talking about, where one of them had a father that's a chamor. chamor and the other father that's sus. Liolim davur dahay chamor vavur dahay chamor. Maybe like we originally thought, it's some better case where the fathers of both were a chamor. Udekamrit shricha lemeimar, and that which we said, oh, what's the great chiddush then that they're allowed to interbreed? Of course, they're the same kind of animal. Both of them come from a mother that's a horse and a father that's chamor. So no, mal de tema asi tzad de sus mishtamish b'tzad chamor b'tzad chamor mishtamish b'tzad sus. Kamash Milan. I might have thought that even though both of their mothers are a sus and their fathers are a chamar, but how can you can't call them the same animal because each one has characteristics of sus and has characteristics of chamar. And as such, when they interbreed with each other, this one's characteristics of sus are mixing in with that one's characteristics of chamar and vice versa. And that's problematic. So that's what I would have thought, Kamash Milan, that it's not so. So all the Rishonim, including Tosos, starting with Tosos, I guess you could say, all ask the following kasha. There is a Gemara. There is a Gemara in a couple places. Maseches Chagiga comes up, Maseches Bava Basra as well, where the Gemara discusses a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi baschorin and a chatzi eved v'chatzi benchorin. Where we say that a chatzi eved v'chatzi benchorin cannot marry a chatzi shivcha and a chatzi baschorin. Why? The halacha is that the Eved is not allowed to marry a Bas Chorin, and vice versa. So the concern is that the Tzad Avdus of the male is going to be together with the Tzad Cherus of the female. Meaning we don't say that when a Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chorin marries a Chatzi Shivcha and Chatzi Bas Chorin, that the Tzad Eved Shebo is marrying the Tzad Shivcha Shebo, and the Tzad Ben Chorin Shebo is marrying the Tzad Bas Chorin Shebo. We don't say Matzah Minas Mino, and that they're exactly the same. No, we assume that since he's made up of both, he's made up of Eved and Ben Chorin, and she's made up of both, his Tzad Eved is also mixing with her Tzad Bas Chorin. So exactly what it sounds, exactly what the Gemara is saying is the Hava mean over here. And then the Gemara says, no, Kamash Milan, by the Sus and the Chamar, I might have thought that this animal's Tzad Sus is mixing with that animal's Tzad Chamar. Nah, Kamash Milan, they're really the same thing, because they're both half-half. So what do you mean? Why by the human being is it not half-half by the Eved and Ben Chorin and by the animal? We say, nah, they're both the same thing. So Tos says that when it comes to the Isser of Kalayim, the Torah is makbid on two separate minim. And any mule that comes from a sus and a chamor is considered one min. But a chatzi Eved and chatzi Ben Chorin is an Isser Bia. It's not an Isser of determining the min of what they are. It's an Isser of Bia. And the Torah is makbid that you shouldn't be mishtamish tzad cherus with the tzad avdus. Meaning the nature of the two Isserim is completely different. One is an Isser of klayim, of interbreeding. But if both of them have the same exact type of genealogy, then it's not interbreeding. The other one is an Isser of Bia, that you're not allowed to have, that a Ben Chorin is not allowed to have Bia with a Shivchor, the Eved is not allowed to have Bia with the Bas Chorin, and that is in fact happening. The Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran explain slightly differently. They say that when you have an offspring of a Susa and a Chamar, it's not that you have a Tzad Susa and a Tzad Chamar. It's a Bria B'fnei Atzma that's made out of both of them. It's a mule. It's a new thing. It's called a mule. So it's a Bria B'fnei Atzma. And therefore it's mutter to interbreed them with each other. And we don't say that it's a Tzad Sus, Tzad Chamar. We don't look at it that way. We look at it as a mule. It's its own new creature. But a Chatziyev Chatzi Ben Chorin has shnei shemos ha'umdim b'fnei atzman. It has two statuses, each at the same time. There's no such thing as a bria b'fnei atzman v'chatziyev v'chatzi ben chorin. It's a conflicted person. It's a person who has two opposing characteristics at the same time. So there's both characteristics still retain their original identity, and therefore it's usher for it to have him marry the chatzi shivcha chatzi bas chorin. Okay, the way that the Achronim explain that Shita and Rishonim is that maybe you could be mechalik between something that's tchilas priyaso versus something that's not tchilas priyaso. Meaning by the animals, where the animal that whose father is a chamor and mother is a sus, or vice versa, so from its very inception, from the time that it was born, it was already like that. So maybe that's why it's called its own min. It's called, it's just called a mule, it's its own separate min. But by the human being, that's chatzi ben chorin, it's not born that that way. A guy was bought by two masters, and then one of the masters freed him. So now he's a chatzi eved, v'chatzi ben chorin. But it's not mitchilas priyasa, so it shows that it's not part of his very nature, part of his characteristics. He just has conflicted statuses at this point in time. So that's what it's reminiscent of. You think of that Gemara, Chagiga, and Babasra, that's what comes to mind. Okay, so says the Gemara now another right. Again, we're still trying to figure out, what is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Rabbi Yehuda, we know he said in Choshen Lazarav, but did he mean that with certainty, that he's sure that we're in Choshen Lazarav, or did he mean that only as a suffix, that we're Choshesh, I shouldn't use the word Choshesh, but that perhaps in Choshen Lazarav. So Tashema, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Preda Shetava, if you have a Preda that wants to mate, Ein marvin alel lo sus v'lo chamor elamina. So you have a mule, you have this mixture of horse and donkey that wants to mate. You don't allow to mate with it a horse or a donkey. Rather, what do? Find a parrot, find another mule. So v'iyam mifshab shitalei lirba alamina di'ima. But wait a second, if Rabbi Yehuda was certain that ein choshen lezera'av, that the father makes no difference, so if this preda is the son of, let's say, a mother was a horse, so let it mate with a horse, because that's all that matters, is the mother's genealogy, is the zera ha'eim. So says Umar, now maybe in Echinami, I mean, that's true, we would do that, we just don't know what its mother was. We just see this animal that's clearly an interbreed from a horse and a donkey, and we don't know which one is the mother. So therefore, we can't just mate it with the mother's min. So says Gemara, what are you talking about? Ha elamina katani. But you just said you can't mate it with a horse or a chamor, rather only with mina. What do you mean? If you don't, elamina implies that you know what the min is. So achi kamar. Now this is what it means to say. Ein marvina le lo min sus velo min chamor lefi she'ein yodin b'mina. You can't have a horse or a donkey because you don't know what its min is. So v'livdok b'simanim. So says the Gemara. So why aren't we bodik b'simanim? Meaning, if you don't know what its min is, you don't know whether its mother is a horse or its mother is a chamor. There's a way to tell. You can check the animal for certain simanim that are a dead giveaway whether its mother was a horse or its mother was a chamor. So d'amar Abaye, because what are these simanim? Abaye says, Avi Kale Bar Chamra, Sanif Kale Bar Susya. If it has a very thick, heavy voice, so then you know that its mother was a chamora. If it has a very whiny, higher pitched voice, so then you know that its mother was a sus. Vam Rav Papa gives another simon. Rav van Udne, Vizutra Ganuvte Bar Chamra. If it has large ears and a small tail, then its mother was a chamora. Zutron Udne, Varabba Ganuvte Bar Susya. Then you know that its mother, if it's the reverse, it has small ears, large tail, then you know that its mother was a horse. So again, what are we saying? We're trying to say that Rabbi Hud is telling us that if you have this animal that you don't know its genealogy, you cannot mate it with a horse or a chamar. But if Rabbi Yehuda is certain that ein choshen lezera av, so the Gemara question, if he's certain that ein choshen lezera av, just mate it with its mother's min. So we're saying, no, we can't identify what its mother's min is. So frankly, the Gemara, why not? Look at the simanim, and then you'll be able to identify which one, what its mother's min is. So it says, Gemara, hachma yaskinan, bi ilemes vigidemes. Wow. The case must be that Rabbi Yehuda is saying it doesn't have ears or a tail. Nebuch. So the animal doesn't have ears or a tail, so there's no way of checking the simanim, and it doesn't make any noise. So you can't tell from its voice. So gidem normally means it's missing legs or something, but over here, that's not, over here it must mean, Rashi points out, it has to mean we're talking about the ears and the tail, the place where the signs would be evident. So it must be that the animal doesn't make any noise, doesn't have ears or a tail, so you can't check the simanim. But in Echanami, if you could check the simanim, then maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say that ein choshen lezera'av b'toras vadai, and you'd be able to mate it with the min of its mother. So we still don't know for sure what Rabbi Yehuda holds. We still don't have any clear-cut signs. So my havila. So what are we paskin in the end of the day? What is what do we say in the end of the day? Is Rabbi Yehuda certain that ain't choshen lezera'av? Safek. So tashma. Dam Rav Huna Breder of Shua Kol Modim Bepriyam Aim Shaaser Shmamina Svuke Misafkele Shmamina. Everyone agrees that an offspring with its own mother is aser. What did we say? The Mainaf Kamina, whether Rabbi Yehuda's Vaday the Choshen that ain't Choshen Zarav, or he's Savik whether ain't Choshen Zarav, in the Nafkamin is with the Priyama aim. Can the offspring with the min of its mother, is that mutter? So we're saying Hakol Modim that it's Aser must be that Rabbi Yehuda's not certain that ain't Choshen Zarav, that it's only a Savik, and that's why he's going to be cautious and he's going to say that it's Aser. Fine. Normally, Rabbi Abba l'shamer. Rabbi Abba used to say to a shamish, "Ima yolusli could nice brisbak ayin lahanach to damin laadadi va'ayli." If you want to get me a wagon together that's pulled by different animals, I need you to make sure that the animals all look alike, that they're all similar to each other, to make sure they're all the same min. I don't want to be pulled by klayim. So then you could va'ayli. Then you could put me in the carriage. Alma kasavra ein choshen lezera'av. The implication is that he holds that we're not choshesh lezera'av, as Rash says, kasavra ein choshen, vaviklayim b'nei ha-chamoru b'nei ha-susya, di'ichoshen kulan shavin shabakulan yesh b'et tzadim. Meaning he says that you need to check the simanim carefully. You need to check the ears, the tail. I know that they're all mules and that they're all a combination of a horse and a chamor. But that's not good enough, because if one of them's mother is a chamor and the other one's mother is a sus, then it's no good. Then it's going to be klayim. So you see that he's not chosh lezarav, because if you hold that we are choshish lezarav, then they're all the same thing. They're all a mixture of chamar and sus. Doesn't make a difference which side is the side of the mother, which side is the side of the father. So says the Gemara. We have a little pet over there. So says the Gemara that it must be that he holds ein choshin lezarav, that we're not choshish. I missed it. Okay, that we're not choshish for the Zerah. Okay, so and not only that, and the other thing we see is that v'simanim da'oraisa. We also see that simanim da'oraisa. So when I was in elementary school, they used to call that the Yetzer Hara, right? So we also see,
there is no more
Yetzer Hara. So we also see that simanim da'oraisa, because what did he say? That I'm worried it may be an Isser of Kalayim, so what do I want you to do? Check its ears, check its tail, and rely on that to determine what its mother was. So that, you see that he's relying midaraisa on these simanim. Now, does that necessarily mean all simanim daraisa? Anytime we have any issue of simanim, it's necessarily daraisa. So in the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, Ebenezer Simon Zion, interesting to note, the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua is not written by the Pnei Yeshua, by the person we know as the Pnei Yeshua, by the Pnei Yeshua on Shas. I think it was written by his grandfather. The grandson stole the name of the grandfather Sefer. So anyway, in the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, he writes that there are three different types of simanim. There's simanim that are not mufhakim klal, that even if simanim were daraisa, you wouldn't be somech on those simanim. Could go on aruch the goats, like just based on the size of the animal. Then there's simanim mufhakim ktsas. There's simanim that are a little bit of a simanim mufhak that you would do ashavas aveda based on those simanim, and that's where we have a shaila whether simanim daraisa or simanim derabanan. In regards to being matir and iser, and we're machmir that simanim derabanan, and then you have simanim mufhakim shebim mufhakim, absolute simanim mufhakim, that even if you hold simanim derabanan, we would be somich on these simanim mufhakim to be matir and isha. So those are the three categories of simanim. What leads him to say that? Well, first of all, it's logic. It's logical that not all simanim are created equal, but also the Gemara over here says, you see very clearly simanim daraisa, but it's not so posh. There's a whole sugya in Mesechus Bab Metzia whether simanim daraisa or not. The Gemara Mesechus Bab Metzia Dav Chav Zayin and Beis raises the issue whether Hashavas Aveda based on simanim is a din daraisa or only a din derabanan. And the Gemara's maskana is Safek. The Gemara doesn't resolve the issue whether there's the simanim are daraisa and therefore create an issue of Hashavas Aveda midaraisa or they're only midarabanan. So over here, it's not that way. Over here, the Gemara seems to be pretty comfortable with the idea that simanim daraisa. So Rashi explains that the Gemara over here assumes that it's davar pashut, that it's daraisa, because only by Hashavas Aveda, which is dinei mamon, there's a svara to say that the chachamim have the ability to be misakin Hashavas Aveda based on hefker, based on hefker. But over here, it can't be midrabanan, because what are you going to say? That the rabbanon allow you to have klayim pull your wagon? How could you say the rabbanon? Meaning over here, we have to conclude daraisa. We can't say, he relied on the simanim, but it was only midrabanan. By Hashavas Aveda, yeah, we know we rely on simanim, but that might be a din derabanan, because there's a concept called hefker beis and hefker, which gives the rabbanan the rights to allow money to go from one place to another, even if it's not necessarily the Ikar HaDin, Midoraisa. So Rashi says that's why the Gemara leaves it as a suffix in regards to Hashavas Aveda, but over here we have no choice but to say that Simana Midoraisa. The Ramban just asks, what do you mean? There's no comparison between the two topics. Even if you say by Aveda that Simanim do not work Midoraisa, the reason is because we're Choshesh that maybe the person who's claiming the Aveda somehow was able to detect, based on what you described to him, what some of the simanim might be, or he managed to get lucky. You know, I found a sum of money, and he managed to get lucky. He guessed the exact sum, so it's possible that he got it. But the simanim over here are simanim in the teva of the animal. I mean, it's not about getting lucky or guessing or maybe. No, over here we're talking about simanim that are in the bedik of the aznayim and the zon of the ears and the tail of the animal to take away any chashas or claim. The Gemara knew that these are absolute simanim that you could be samech on. So therefore, it's a totally different sugya. The simanim over here and the simanim over there are completely different. So the Acharonim tried to figure out what Rashi's talking about, to not create a stira between the two sugyas. Because again, in Bamatziah, Rashi says, we were able to leave the question open because it could have been midrabanan. But over here, we see clearly that it's daraisa. And the Gemara comes to maskana that it's daraisa. So how does Rashi deal with the fact that the Gemara doesn't bring this as a raya over there? In the context of a Shavas Aveda, because it's Dina Mamnis, you could say Darabanan. It's true, you could, but once we have this sugya where you can't say Darabanan, it's clear that Siman of Daraisa, why don't we use this as a raya over there? So the Debuda writes that there was never a suffix to say that simanim are not min haTorah, except for a place where the simanim are coming to be motzi miyada chazaka. And aveda is considered muchzak in the yada motzi. It's considered muchzak by the person who finds it. So the Gemara says, when it comes to relying on simanim to take away from a muchzak, so we're not sure if that's a din d'oraisa or that's a din d'rabanan. That's what the Gemara is not sure about. But when it comes to a situation where there is no muchzak, so then certainly when all you've got a simanim, then you can rely on simanim even midoraisa. So that's the debut of the Rukama, Evan Ezer, Simon Lamed Aleph. The Be'er Yitzchak, he quotes over here in Bure Adar from the Be'er Yitzchak in Simon Aleph, where he says that the din of simanim is like the din of rov. So the Gemara is not sure by Hashavas Aveda, should you rely on simanim, which is like rov? Or maybe you go Basar Rov Ha'olam, that's Soser, and it's a Safek HaShakul. Or do you say over here, where there's no other Rov, it's just this one Rov, so you're going to rely on the Rov? Meaning when you have competing Rovs, so then you're going to say it's a Safek. So that's the Gemara in Bamitziah. But over here, you don't, meaning what are the competing Rovs? On the one hand, this guy's giving Simanim. So there's a Rov that he's the Aruba de la Sakaman, that the guy who gives Simanim is the one who's the real owner. On the other hand, there's a chance that it's from him, or there's a chance that it's from the other millions of people in the world. They're the Rov, connected him. The Rov Ha'olam, connected him. So that evens itself out. But over here, there's only one standard of evidence to look at, and that's the Simanim. So that serves as the Rov. That's how the Be'er Yitzchak explains. And in that way, Simanim would definitely be Daraisa. The Ketzos has a third explanation. The Ketzos writes that Dafka over here, the Rabbi Abba said to his Shamash to check both Simanim. That's when you can rely on Simanim. He said, check the ears and check the tail. Shnei Simanim is a Simanim Mufak. The Savik Limar and Bamitziah is if you only have one Simon, and that's a Simon Emtsai. Right? We said before, the Chuvah Spinei Shua, three types of Simonim. The more Simonim you have, the more of a Simon Mufak it becomes, the more long it moves along the line toward becoming a Daraisa. So over here, the Gemara is Pashut that it's a Daraisa, because it's Shnei Simonim, and that makes it a Simon Mufak. Over there, the Gemara wasn't Pashut that it's a Daraisa, because it was only one Simon. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Tan Rabbanan. Osav Espino, knowing the Klayim Ubekoi. Osav Espino is knowing by Klayim animals, and it's also knowing by an animal that's a suffix, whether it's a chaya or a suffix, whether it's a behema. Reb Lezer Omer Klayim Abam Ne'ezim and Arachel, Osav Espino knowing bo, that if you have Klayim that's from Ne'ez and Arachel, so then you say that it will apply Osav Espino. Koi, ain't Osav Espino knowing bo, but this Koi animal that's Savik Chaya, Savik Behema, we're not going to be knowing Osav Espino. Amrav Chisa, Ezu Koi Shenechel Kubo Reb Lazar V'chamin. What's the case? What's the kind of Koi that we're talking about, that there's a Machlokas, whether Osav Espino is knowing by it? So zeh ba min hatayish u'min hatzviya. We're talking about a koi whose father was a goat and mother was a deer. So its mother was a chaya and its father was a behema. Say chidami, what's the case? Ilema b'tayish. Well, I shouldn't say that yet. It's just a tayish and a tzviya. We're not sure which one is which. Say chidami, what's the case? Possibility number one. Ilema b'tayish haba ala tzviya v'yelda. If you say that its father was a goat, mother was a deer, and this koi was the resulting child, v'kashach la ulavra, and therefore you're shechting the mother, which is a deer, and the child, which is this interbreed, which is this combination, v'amrachisa kol modim b'hi tzviya b'notayish shapater. There shouldn't be any machlokas about that, because everyone said that if the mother is a chaya, and the father is, and the child is a tayish, that it's going to be a pater, because after all, se'u b'no amrachman avalo tzvi'u b'no. The Torah dafka says se'u b'no. Remember one of the Meiri's seven rules yesterday was that also v'espino is only knowing by a behema. It's not knowing by a chaya, but specifically with the mother, that if the parent is a chaya, it's not knowing, because that's where the Torah got specific. When the Torah described the child, it just said b'no. When the Torah described the parent, it said se'. Se means that it's dafka got to be a behema, not a chaya. So if the mother's a vade chaya and the child is an interbreed, of course there's no din of osav espino, because it's se ubino and not tzvi ubino. Ella, second possibility. Bitzvi habalat yasha. Maybe its father was the chaya, the mother was a behema, the yolda, and then this interbreeded offspring came out. Now you're shechting the mother, which is a behema, with this offspring that's an offspring of both chaya and behema. V'amrav chista kol modim b'hita yasho b'na tzvi shechayev se'amar k'mana u'b'no kolduhu. But wait a second. If the mother's a vadai behema, and the child is, even if it's a vadai chaya, the child, even if it's a tzvi, so it doesn't make a difference. The halacha is going to be that we are knowing osav v'espino. Because when we say that osav v'espino is only knowing by behema, not by a chaya, we mean in the higher generation, in the parent generation. In the child generation, it doesn't matter whether it's a chaya or a behema. Why? Because like we said, when the Torah describes the parent's generation, it said, seh, seh is a behema. When it described the child generation, it just said, ubino, its offspring. So it doesn't matter what the offspring is, whether it's a chaya or a behema. So bottom line is, we're still stuck. Where do we have a machlokas about an interbreeded chaya behema animal? If the mother is a behema, then it's vade that we do say osav espino. If the mother's a chaya, it's vade that we don't say osav espino. Where's there room for a machlokas? So Gemara says, here's the case. Liola b'tayish habala tzviya, talking about a male a behema that's ba on a female chaya, v'yelda bas, and they have a bas, they have a female offspring that's now an interbreed, ubas yelda ben, and then that female offspring gave birth to another, to its own offspring. V'kashachet la'u l'bra, you're not shechting the first generation, second generation. You're shechting the second generation and third generation over here. So even in the parent generation of the Yosef Espino equation, we don't know whether it's a chaya or a behema. It's an interbreed. It's a mixture of chaya and behema. So Rabbanan Savri choshen l'zera'av. V'sev afilu mitzaseh. The Rabbanan will say, well, choshish v'zera'av, and this middle generation, who is the parent in the Yosef Espino equation, is a partial behema, because the father was a behema. And the Rabbanan say, as long as the father was a behema, that counts as a seh. Seh v'afilu mitzaseh. That would be good enough. Rav Lazar Savar in choshen l'zera av v'sev filu mitzaseh lo aminan. Rav Lazar would say, no, we're not choshesh for the zera av, and therefore you're not going to say seva filu mitzaseh. It's this middle generation has a full din of a chaya, and therefore there's no din of osav espino. So in fact, the Gemara v'liflug b'choshen l'zera av v'pluk l'chanani v'rabanan. Why make it so fancy? Just say this is exactly machlok chanani and rabanan. Choshen l'zera av, not choshen l'zera av. What are we getting so involved over here? And it's the same exact machlokas whether choshesh l'zera av or not that we've had the whole time. So says Gemara, no, if it would have been the meaning, instead of getting chaya and behema, obviously this is just another application of the machlokes chanani and the rabbanon, whether it applies to males or also or just females. So there's an application whether it applies by chayas as well. So why do we have to overcomplicate things? So says Gemara, no, ipligibahi, had we only had the machlokes by males and females, hava mina baha afil rabbanon modu, I would have thought that in this case, even the rabbanon Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan who held that it only applies to females, and we're not Choshesh L'Zara'av, would be Moda that when it comes to Chayas, that we are Choshesh L'Zara'av. Why? I would think the Rabbanan are Moda, Afilu Miktzaseh Lo Aminan, that you wouldn't say Afilu Miktzaseh, that you wouldn't say that being Miktzaseh is enough. Kamash Mulan, therefore comes teach me otherwise, that the Machlokas applies over here as well. V'haditnan, that which the Mishnah says, Koi Ein Shochtino So Biyom Tov Im Shochto Ein Mechasen Es Damo. So the halacha is that there's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam, but only on a Chaya. Right? So if you have a koi, you're not sure if it's chayiv in kisui adam. So if it's not b'makom mitzvah, how can you do the kisui adam? You're going to be metalta the muktzah, the dirt, for no reason. So you're not supposed to shakta on the yantif. If you do, don't do the kisui adam. So mayaskinan, ilema b'tayish habala tzviya v'yolda. If you're talking about a goat that bred with that was on a deer and it gave birth. So then both Rabban and Rabban Lazar would say that you should be able to shecht it and do Kisei Adam, because Tzvi v'afilu mitzvah Tzvi. The mitzvah of Kisei Adam is on a chaya, even mitzvah chaya, even if its mother was a chaya, that's good enough. Ela b'tzvi abalat yasha. No, it must be that we're talking about the father was a chaya, the yolda. Either Rabbanan, Lishchot Felixi. So, but still, according to the Rabbanan, you should still be able to do Kisei Adam, because if you're Choshish Lezara Av, so good, you're Choshish Lezara Av, so it's a Mitzvah Tzvi, that's good enough. Either Rabbi Lazar, Lishchot Felolixi. And according to Rabbi Lazar, you Vadei should not do Kisei Adam, because we're not Choshish Lezara Av. So the olam b'tzviya balat yasha. Now, really, we're talking about a case where the father was the chaya. V'rabbanan tzvukei mesafkalu choshen l'zara'av o'in choshen. And the rabbanan aren't sure whether we're choshish l'zara'av or not choshish l'zara'av. Umidilabbanan mesafkalu v'rablozer pshitalei. From the fact that the rabbanan are mesupak, whether we're choshish l'zara'av or not choshish l'zara'av, it must be that we could assume that that Rabbi Lazar, who says that we're not knowing, even misafek, it's Pasha that we're not choshish, that he would hold Pasha that we're not choshish l'zara'av. V'aditanya hazra v'lechayim v'akeva noagim b'koi u'b'klayim. That which we say that the zra l'chayim v'keva, which by the way are matanos that are only noeg by behemos and not by chayos, that they're noeg by a koi and by klayim. Rabbi Lazar omer klayim abomine ezum and arachel chayiv b'matanos. That if the klayim is that both parents are behemos, so then it's obvious chayiv matanos. Minakoi pater mina matanos. But if it's a savik chayiv savik behema, so then it's pater from matanos. So mayaskinan, what's the case? Ilema b'tayish habala tzviya. If we're talking about a goat, male goat, female deer, the yolda, and they had an offspring. So bisham le Rabbi Lazar de pater. I understand very well why Rabbi Lazar says pater k'saver seva filu mitzaseh lo aminan. He doesn't hold of seva filu mitzaseh. El Rabbanan, so even though, so Yolda Ein Choshen L'Zara'av, and he doesn't hold of Seva Filu Mitzaseh. El Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, he the Kesavri Seva Filu Mitzaseh. Granted, they do hold of Seva Filu Mitzaseh, Bishlam Apalgo Lo Yahivle. So I understand that half you're not going to give, because it's half Chaya. Right, the half of the matanos we're not going to ask on at all, because that's pasha that you're not going to give, because even if we're choshesh l'zara'av and seva filu mitzaseh, you're only going to be chayiv on half, because the tzad seh of the tzad seh, not the other tzad. But idach palga, the other half, lemele icy raya de choshen l'zara'av v'shkol. Let him say, you know what, you want to take the other half? Bring me a raya that we're choshish l'zara'av, and therefore that this is chayiv in any matanos, and then you could take it. Tamotzi mechavero alav haraya. The half that comes from the mother is vaday pater. The half from the father, bring me a raya. Ela b'tzviya bala tiyasha v'yalda. So it must be that the father is the chaya, the mother is the behema. So bishlam l'rabbanan may chayiv b'chatzi matanos. So when the rabbanan say chayiv, you're chayiv in chatzi matanos. Why are you chayiv in chatzi matanos? The mother's side. El Rabbi Lazar, but according to Rabbi Lazar, l'chayiv b'kuli matanos. According to Rabbi Lazar, that we're not choshish l'zara'av, so this should be just a pure behema. So then it should be chayiv in all the matanos. So says Gemara liolam b'tzviya balat yasha. Let's go back to assume that again we're talking about. We're still maintaining that it's a father chaya, mother behema, the yolda. And it's not so pasha that Rabbi Lazar is certain that ain't choshen l'zarav. No, Rabbi Lazar is also mesupak whether we're choshish l'zarav or not choshish l'zarav. The kiven to the Rabbanim mesafkele, the Rabbi Lazar mesafkele, the my pligi. So says the Rabbi, wait a second. We just said the Rabbanim are mesupak whether choshish l'zarav or not. Now we're saying Rabbi Lazar is mesupak whether choshish l'zarav or not. So what are they arguing about? So b'sev afilu mitzaseh. Rabbanim sorry, sev afilu mitzaseh. We're going to explain exactly what that means, but they're arguing about that drasha of Seva Filu Mitzvah, and some will explain that tomorrow.